The death toll in Hong Kong's worst fire in decades has hit 94. Authorities are expecting that figure to rise further as dozens more residents remain missing. The blaze has been brought under control, and authorities expect the search for those possibly still trapped to end today. Reports say firefighters have found residents alive in several buildings, but provided no details. In an update this morning, the government said some 70 people were injured, including 11 firefighters. Investigators are now looking into how the blaze started and why it spread so quickly. They're focusing on the materials used in renovation works, including bamboo scaffolding, mesh, and styrofoam. Police have arrested the boss of a construction company and two others as a criminal investigation gets underway to determine the cause of the fire. Authorities raided the company's office yesterday, seizing documents as well as mobile phones and computers. They're inspecting other renovation sites to ensure there are no safety violations.
政府亦都已经即时进行分批巡查全港，正系进行外墙大维修，而有搭建棚架保护网嘅楼宇。发展局亦都已经同业界会面，商讨推进金属棚架去取代竹棚架嘅路线图。
Survivors spent a second night at evacuation centers and a nearby mall, where they huddled in duvets and sleeping bags. Volunteers handed out food, snacks, and toiletries. Hong Kong residents have also been donating essentials such as clothes, blankets, and shoes. The government has set up a $39 million fund to help those displaced, but many are worried they may not have a home to return to.
什么感受？担心。
哎，最担心了，翻唔到去咯。现在连住的地方都没有，因为我也有两三个同事住那边。现在家里面只有身上穿的衣服，什么都没了，不知道以后怎么办。
CNA's Deborah Wong joins us live from Hong Kong with the latest. Deb, what's the latest on the search and rescue operation?
So we understand from the fire services department, they conducted a briefing earlier this morning that they expected firefighting operations to end by about 9 a.m. It's already after 9 a.m. and, you know, the fires have already been mostly extinguished. We haven't quite heard an update from the fire services department just yet, but we do know there's a press conference happening in perhaps the next 20 minutes time. So we might get more information from them later. But earlier this morning, we understand that since the flames have been mostly extinguished, firefighters were going floor to floor to, you know, blast through doors just to make sure that no one else is in there. They're also trying to cool down the rooms to prevent any further reignition of any flames. So more or less completed. And right now the next stage is, you know, getting residents to come in to sort of identify potentially their deceased relatives or friends. I just want to give you an idea of what's happening. So right behind me where the building is, there's a group of people there and police officers. So that's where families and friends are brought in to identify pictures of, you know, what could potentially be their deceased loved ones. After they identify them, they were ushered out. They're ushered out and they will be walking all along here to this center. So earlier this morning, there were lines and lines of residents going in. And as they were coming out, you know, social workers were shielding them with blankets, with, you know, with jackets, just to make sure that they get some privacy. And in there, there are social workers there on standby to speak with them, you know, just to check on the emotional state to make sure that they're okay.
Deb, how are authorities helping the hundreds of affected residents that may not have a home to return to?
So we're looking at a huge amount of donations. For instance, for the government, we understand that Chief Executive John Lee has announced a $300 million emergency fund, and about 10,000 Hong Kong dollars were dispersed to each household as of last night. So that's only the beginning, and a lot of that money will go towards helping them to rebuild their homes as well. From the private sector, we understand that over 30 business groups have contributed about 700 million Hong Kong dollars. So collectively, that's a lot of money we're looking at. But aside from the monetary assistance, there's also going to be support diverted to helping them find homes. So they're looking at some plans to perhaps free up some spaces in transitional housing, some youth hostels as well. And beyond that, social workers are also coming in to make sure that they receive assistance not just on a mental health state, but to also try to help them figure out what the next stage of rebuilding their lives will be. For instance, what kind of long-term relocation arrangements they can get. And for those who've lost their work visas or even passports, Hong Kong ID, all these important documents that I think the social workers are trying to figure out how to work with other bureaus to try to give them the proper assistance. Rani.
Thank you, Deb, for those updates. That was Deborah Wong reporting live from Hong Kong.